This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5. There's only one Lisa, there's only one Pete, and there's only one bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017. It's Bankwest.
Out of the West Coast Eagles today, this announcement from Matt Prittis.
Obviously, I've made the decision that this will be my last year of footy. I'm fully committed to playing this year out and helping the footy team, you know, get in the top eight and play some finals footy this year. So I'm excited by that. Something I've thought about for a period of time, you know, in consultation with, you know, Simo and the match committee. I think this is the right decision for me going forward.
We're joined now by Adrian Barrage from the Dead Set Legends on Mix 94.5 and 7 News. Hi, Barra.
Hey, Pete. Hey, Lise.
Yeah, hey.
Very, very sad day for the West Coast Eagles,
yeah.
And all their fans. One of the greatest blokes on the field and off has decided to hang up his boots. He's going to play on till the end of the season, but not sure how many games he'll get. But it was a packed media conference. All the players were there. There was high emotion in the room.
Mm-hmm.
He almost broke down a couple
kids.
Of times.
Yeah,
his wife was there.
Tough conference, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But I've been to all the greats' retirement announcements, and this one capped them all, I reckon, because he's so much... so loved, and I'm not sure that he totally wanted to retire, so that made it, gave it a bit of an edge as well. You know, it's kind of, they said you can't play in the midfield anymore, so they went to the forward line. He's too slow for the forward line, he knows that, so basically he had no option but to retire. So 12 seasons in a Brownlow medal, he bows out.
That's
and
geez,
hopefully he'll get a few more games so we can all say goodbye to him, because
yeah.
He's just been brilliant for us, brilliant for the Eagles, brilliant for Mick. It's been fantastic.
And record holder for tackles in the league as well, right? Career
yeah,
tackles.
Well, that's right. He thought maybe that could get him through and keep him in the midfield, but at the end of the day, I suppose he's 32, and
yeah.
I don't know. He just signed a contract 2 months ago to play on, and...
Oh.
Yeah, things change. So it's what happens when the Eagles don't win games. They're brutal, and there'll be a few more retirements after this. I think Sam Mitchell will go next week, and then there's Drew Petrie, and there could be up to 12 changes, I reckon, next
wow.
season. So you'll see the dirty dozen, so to speak. There'll be a very, very different team next year.
Rebuilding phase, Barra.
Yeah, rebuilding phase is a dirty word in footy, but it has to be done, unfortunately.
Barra, what about Adam Simpson? I mean, if he sees out the end of the year and the Eagles, you know, not only just drop out of the eight or don't make the eight, but fall agonisingly close to the lower end of the ladder, you think there'd be a bit of a question mark over his head? There has been some chatter lately.
Mate, if he doesn't make the finals, Pete, no doubt there'll be questions asked and there'll be a full-blown review and where the cards fall, who knows. Most probably they'll put some people around Simo and Adam, and Sam Mitchell will be one of those. He'll come in as a coach, but
yeah.
there'll be some cover for him because he does have a contract till 2019, the coach, so I don't think they'll be changing him, but certainly they hate losing the Eagles. They're just a success-orientated, driven club, and they miss the finals. Whoa, there'll be stuff going on behind the scenes you won't believe, and Fritter will probably be glad that he's not in there because the pressure will be enormous.
Now, for Eagles fans, mate, because the other thing that sort of caught my eye was that, you know, Pritter, it was announced when the teams came out that Pritter was dropped this week, and then we had this announcement today. Was there any sort of, I don't know, sort of, was that sort of the thing that maybe tipped it over the edge?
Well, I think, I think you're right. Yeah, they didn't have a place for him in the team. They're playing the bottom team who are coming over with their second string team. So the Eagles should actually flog them on Sunday. I'm tipping they'll get pumped. The boys will come out and pump Brisbane. So it'll be a false dawn, though. We'll think, they're all back on track. But it'll be the next week when they play St Kilda away that'll be the drama. So Mitchell was coming back. They weren't going to have Prittis in the midfield. They said you'll have to play forward. He knows he's not a forward. He hasn't got the pace for it. And in the end, you give him enough, a bloke enough rope, and he sort of hangs himself and says, okay, I'll step down now and I'll do it right now. And they go, right now, like today. We all thought it was going to be Sam Mitchell because he was about to make his announcement, but it was Prittis. So it's a very, very strange day at the West Coast Eagles, and let's hope things pick up on Sunday.
Yeah, I think front and back of the Herald Sun in the East today would was Sam Mitchell's going to be his day, but because there's a lot of talk over there, he will be next, but as you say, he probably will be.
He will. It'll be probably Tuesday, I reckon.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
We might be talking Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
And we'll go through this all again, but It won't be like this one because this guy was a special guy. Yeah. So, yes, he's not going anywhere, but he's not playing.
No.
So, all right.
We love him.
Thanks, Barra.
Thanks, Barra.
See you guys.
Ian Moss is in town for an intimate gig there at the Astor Theatre tomorrow night. Details at theastortheatreperth.com. He's featuring songs from Matchbook and the classics, and in town for a really nice cause as well, the Make a Difference WA Foundation. You can see more at makeadifferencewa.com. And he joins us on Lisa and Pete now. Hi, Mossy.
Lisa and Pete, always a pleasure to come to the wonderful West
yes.
of our great country.
And the wonderful Astor. It's a great. Have you performed there before?
Yes, I on my solo acoustic theatre show last year. It was one of the first cabs off the rank. A great room, fabulous room. Now looking forward to getting back into such a wonderful venue.
Well, I think I can vouch for Perth to be very excited that you're going to be doing songs from your legendary debut album, Matchbook. I can't believe that it came out in 1990.
You had to count. Who's counting?
No. Definitely not me. I was a tiny child and you were a protege. So
it does fly by pretty quickly.
Oh, doesn't it?
Yes. Tucker's Daughter, Telephone Booth, such a beautiful thing, Mr. Rain. A lot of those songs I've been playing consistently, but I don't think there's a bad song on the album. So I won't be doing the entire album, but I'll be doing adding a few more to the show this Saturday night.
Right.
Your beauty. Now, you're also over here for this special One Not Only performance for the Make a Difference Foundation of WA.
Yes, very happy to be involved and contribute to something like this.
We used to say charity begins at home, and this is for people here in our town that find themselves in circumstances where they could do with a hand, isn't it?
Yes, of course. The website address of Make a Difference is www.makeadifference.com.au.
Perth, you know, doesn't mind a bit of cold chisel. You'll be doing some of your cold chisel classics, I expect.
Yeah. I can't sort of get out of a venue alive if I don't play Bow River.
No, I'm guarding the door. You're not getting out.
Just a handful of chisel songs that I've picked out and adapted, I think, you know, for my voice and my solo acoustic style. Choir Girl, another one. When the War Is Over, Flame Trees.
Yeah.
You know, the songs, they're classics and you never get sick of playing them.
Well, we never get sick of hearing them either,
mate. Enough said to get everyone there, I think, this Saturday night.
That's right. Astor Theatre, as we mentioned, doors open at 7. You can check out Astor Theatre for ticket details and for more information about Make a Difference Foundation WA, makeadifferencewa.com as well. Mossy, we'll look forward to having you here this weekend, mate.
Thanks, Mossy. See you on Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Now, listen, from Monday, join Samantha Jolly for 7 News Perth, live and local every weekday at 4 o'clock, and she joins us now. Hi, Sam.
Lisa and Pete, hello. How are you going?
We're good.
So good.
We're inside. We're dry.
It's the best place to be from now until Tuesday, I'd say.
Really? Okay. Tell us what we've got ahead, Sam.
Oh, look, the strongest cold front of the year has passed over. Basically, we're getting the air behind that front at the moment, so the weather's going to start peaking now, and up until about 8 o'clock tonight, we're going to get wet and windy conditions. Some suburbs might get a storm and hail, and the temperature is going to drop dramatically as well. No reprieve over the weekend, wet and stormy later in the day tomorrow and then during the morning on Sunday. So just in time for us Oz kickers. Monday is going to be even worse because a new cold front's coming through. We could get up to 20 millimetres of rain, hail and a storm again. And finally, it starts to clear on Tuesday. But hey, it's good news. We need the rain, don't we? It's keeping us on track.
We do need the rain. Probably interesting to note, should anyone be heading down south this weekend, that's really taken a battering and there could be some debris on roads and so on.
Yeah, that's right. They had winds of up to 110 kilometres an hour and, the rain has bucketed down as well. So, yeah, be very careful on the roads especially.
Right.
So tell us about the arvos from 4 o'clock. Ooh. When is this? When did this pop up?
Well, it'll start on Monday. So basically, we do the 4:30 news at the moment, but 7 now countrywide. Instead of the usual 4 p.m. national news that we do, each state is going to produce their own hour of news. It makes sense. Here in Perth, we want to know what's happening here in Perth
and
Perth people, presented by Perth people. We'll still have all the big national, international stories, but our bulletin will now have a Perth focus over the whole hour, so we're pretty excited.
Well, and considering the time difference, I think it's pretty important.
Yes, that's right.
All right, wonderful. Are you still going to be doing the weather on 7 News?
Oh, yes, that's it. I'm doing it all, guys.
Excellent. Now with more Sam. Brilliant. Well, good luck.
I love it. I love it. busy.
We love you. We're your biggest fans. That just sounds creepy, doesn't it?
Well, I love you guys as well.
Oh, I think if we were like, we're your biggest fans, that would sound creepy. This is probably creepy as well, but look, I can't let you go without asking. Who are you wearing tonight?
Who am I wearing tonight? Tonight, actually.
Okay.
The black and white number.
Oh, black and white.
All right. Cold.
Yes, good, good. Black and white's always classic.
You've got to dress appropriately for the weather.
Absolutely.
Of course, love it. Thank you, Samantha Jolly.
Thank you, Sam.
See you on the news tonight. Look forward to you every afternoon from 4, Monday to Friday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks,
Bye.
Sam.
I think it's time that I pulled the Mel Doyle sign down from there.
Oh, dear.
It's time for a new name.
Mel, yeah.
I think,
Sam's
Lise.
Going up there.
Mm.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete, they're the drive show that's made in Perth. And Bank West are the bank that was just awarded Money Magazine's Bank of the Year 2017.